We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 7:22 is the time. I am not attempting to try to start a feud within WIP this morning.
Okay.
But early in the afternoon, we were not on, or we would have immediately pursued it. Doug Peterson was really interrogated about his job status.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And at one point, the questions got so pointed that he said this about whether or not he would retain it. Joe, you got that?
Listen, some of these questions might be for Mr. Lurie, obviously, but look, my job is to prepare the team and get ready for Green Bay.
Now, Al, I would say at least 4 or 5 hours Joe Giglio had to contact Jeff Lurie and to get the response. And yet, you know what? I got nothing. So let's talk to Joe Giglio now, the night guy right here at WIP. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Angelo.
Joe, why did you ask Jeff Lurie after what Doug said?
Well, he didn't get back to me. I tried. I mean, we need to know what Jeff thinks of Doug's job status. We all need to know, because obviously it's what we're thinking about right now.
All right, but why has it? There are lots of reports that Jeff Lurie is unhappy. He's distressed with the current state of the team. Why would he not address the fans who have made him a billionaire?
Well, that's a good question, Angelo. I would love to hear from Jeff Lurie or Howie Rosen, someone, because you know what? We only get Doug Peterson, and I feel like Doug's just been hung out to dry this year by a team that is obviously not drafted well, that is obviously has an owner now who is either not talking or meddling behind the scenes, and you have Doug Peterson here who is hung out to dry. And I, at this point, I feel bad for Doug Peterson. And, Angelo, I've reached the point now where I want to free Doug Peterson. Like, if they want to move on from him, I'm going to root for Doug when he goes somewhere else and wins, because I think Doug has been saddled with a pretty toxic situation here, and he's the only one we get to hear from.
Joe, are you suggesting that you're going to get a group together and go to the Novacare complex with signs saying free Doug Peterson?
I love it.
Joe, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's time to free Doug. Look, this is a Super Bowl winning coach who I don't think is, like, this might be the least respected Super Bowl winning coach I've ever seen. Not just by disgruntled fans, Angel, but by his own franchise. You have an owner who maybe is greenlighting playing the backup quarterback, a GM who's given him a terrible roster. Like, yeah, I want a free Doug. This guy's a good coach, and I feel like now everyone thinks he's an idiot.
All right, Joe, do you accept and believe the reports that Lurie is disgusted right now?
I do, yeah. I mean, I think Lurie has looked at this thing and is probably as upset as we are.
Okay. With whom?
Hopefully everyone. I mean, especially Howie Roseman, the guy that put this in there. But I also think, Angelo, he should look at himself a little bit here. He's allowed Howie to build this roster this way and keep this job for a long time. And I also think there's an issue here that maybe for whatever reason we haven't been able to hit on or talk about a lot. But I think Jeff Lurie meddles too much. I mean, I think he has since Chip Kelly left. You know, he took back his franchise. But you remember when they went and drafted Carson Wentz, Jeff Lurie was on those trips with them, which I think is very odd for an owner to go on scouting trips for a quarterback. Now, they landed Carson, and it worked out for the most part, but that was strange. And now this past offseason, where Doug wants Mike Groh back, the next day he's fired, and Doug comes on your show and says it was his decision. I didn't believe that. It felt like Jeff Lurie kind of strong-armed him into it. And then this past week, Angelo, with the whole situation of maybe the report coming out that maybe Lurie saying, yeah, it's fine, it's okay now if you want to play Jalen Hurts. Like, owners should not be dictating playing time at all with players. Like, unless it's a star special quarterback that's about to retire and that kind of weird thing. Like, that shouldn't happen. I think Lurie should be upset at Howie, but also himself for the way he's let this franchise kind of deteriorate.
All right. I'm going to get back to that playing time in 1 second. I just want to confirm what you're saying. The last time Lurie actually spoke, which was months and months ago, he acknowledged what Joe Giglio just said. Listen to this.
I'm always, you know, I think what I try to be is very hands-on and not very public about it. And not very the focus is not on me, but in terms of the way I've always run things, is very directed, very strategic and analytic.
Yeah, he made that statement after three successive playoff appearances and a Super Bowl. Think he'll say it this year, Billy? I don't think he'll say it this year. He'll go, my people let me down.
I don't think he'll bring that up.
I don't think he'll bring it up either. All right, back to the playing time thing, Joe. Joe, in the because Jeffrey Lurie did not return your call, now we're going to have to speculate. All right, Joe? Do you think that Jason Peters has gotten more playing time, both at left tackle and back now at right guard, than he would have if he was not a personal friend of Jeff Lurie?
Yeah, I do. I think it's the only reason he's here still. I mean, I do. I think that, and I don't know if it's a direct thing, like the owner says you have to play him, but it's almost like an understood thing that he's still a part of this thing. We paid him extra money, and we're going to use him. We're going to play him. It doesn't make any sense, especially when you watch the game the other night. One of the rare bright spots, as there weren't many, was Jordan Mailata at left tackle. Like, the Eagles justified for weeks that Peters was playing left tackle over Mailata. One game in, with Mailata back there and Peters in a different position, and you could see Mailata was better. It doesn't make sense. Like, I can't imagine Doug Peterson and his coaching staff are looking at the film and doing things exactly the way they want, because I think there's other factors here, whether it's money, salary, or Jeff Lurie's friendship with the ex-left tackle. There's something weird going on here.
All right, then let me try one more of these. All right, Alshon Jeffrey got 35 snaps. Travis Fulgham, who was a stud 3 weeks ago before Jeffrey came by, he got 37 snaps in the game Monday night. Is that something that is encouraged by the front office because they're paying Jeffrey $13 million and they're paying Fulgham the least you can pay to an NFL player? Do you think that has something to do with it?
It may be. I would think that one might be a little different. I mean, I do think the one thing about Doug that – there's a couple things about Doug that we could criticize, maybe more than that. But I think there's a loyalty factor here that Doug Peterson still is loyal to some of these guys that he's won with, whether it be Alshon Jeffrey, whether it's now Carson Wentz. Like, there's a reluctance to move off of playing time for guys that Doug has had success with, that he's won, you know, a lot of games with, won a Super Bowl with, got to the playoffs with. I think it's a problem here, and whether it's from the top or the Alshon thing with money or loyalty there, they have to fix this, because obviously at 3-7-1, whatever they think they're doing right is not working right now.
All right, Joe Giglio, do you believe Doug Peterson is ready to leave the organization?
I do. I mean, he's not going to say it, but there was a story over the weekend in the Inquirer where Paul Domowitz did a back and forth with Joe Banner, and there was a line in there that, you know, there's a kind of a feeling that Doug might not be that upset if he's fired. And I get it. I mean, so I had a call last week from a listener down in Texas who said, the Texans and their fans have this whole thing called the Doug Peterson plan. And they think we're crazy. Like, they are ready with the rumors down there. They want to pounce. They want to hire Doug Peterson to coach Deshaun Watson. So, like, there are other fan bases who can't wait for Doug Peterson to be available. They want to hire him. So if that's true, if there's anything to that, I could see why Doug is like, listen, I'm done with this. An owner that meddles, GM doesn't give me players, I'll get a job somewhere else and win somewhere else.
Oh, that's an organization I want to go to, yeah. The Houston Texans.
Yeah, that Bill O'Brien was amazing there.
But that owner down there is a mess, too.
Total. I'm assuming the same situation exists for Howie. Are their teams kind of planning for Howie's availability so they can add him on as a roster builder?
I don't know about that as much. I think Howie will have a job in the NFL. I don't know if there's a red carpet being pulled out for Howie, considering you look back at these drafts the last few years. I don't think there's going to be teams that are saying, oh, we have to go get Howie Roseman, you know, as soon as he becomes available, if he is.
All right. One last thing on the Eagle. Carson Wentz, is he permanently broken?
Angela, I'll say this. I he's only 28, so the idea that he's permanently broken feels almost impossible, that a player this young that had success in just the recent past can't figure it out, that someone can't fix him. But if I had told you right now, if you didn't know anything about his age or how long he's been in the league, and I said to you, Angelo, you know, he's about to retire, like his career is probably going to be over in a year or two, I think everyone would say, oh, that makes sense. Like, you look at quarterbacks that decline like this, they're usually in their mid-30s. They're usually at the end. So our eyes are telling us, yes, he looks totally broken. But his age, Angelo, would have to, I mean, they have to think that they can fix him because he's only 28. It's amazing. He seems like he's an older player with the way he's playing.
All right, a quick switch over to Phillies. I want to just start with a personal side. Ava Graham, Al, is one of the most delightful people I've ever met. Not strong math-wise. She's not a great mathematician.
Okay.
In fact, I asked her to count how many days it had been since Matt Klentak was let go by the Phillies.
Okay.
And it took about 15 minutes, and now she's on break.
Okay. Well, I thought they'd get, no?
60 days.
60.
60 days, Joe. And it was reported yesterday. I guess there is now a candidate that could get one of the jobs. I don't know which job they're even trying to get. Either they're filling the job for McPhail or they're filling the job for Klentak. It's been 60 days, and they are now entering round two. Could you please explain to our people, Joe, as the number one baseball guy on this station, why the hell it's taking this long?
Well, you have to remember, guys, there's a pandemic, and who's going to want to uproot during the pandemic? That's number one.
I don't. There's no wisecracks on this show, Giglio. Stick to the script.
I forgot about the. The Phillies don't know what they want. They don't know what they want to do. They don't know how much money they want to spend. Like, there's no direction here. But some of these names they've interviewed, they could be good. But I don't trust them that they know what they want or know what they want to do, which clouds the whole process, Angelo.
Right. So we got free agency going on right now. We got an owners meeting coming up via Zoom in another week, and nobody running the organization. So McPhail's going to make all the moves here? Is that what we're being told, Jack?
Yeah, McPhail, Ned Rice, maybe Matt Klentak has to say still because he's still getting paid. Angelo, yesterday the Mets signed Trevor May, former Philly prospect, a really good relief pitcher now coming from Minnesota. Like, These teams are making moves. Like, guys are going to start coming off the board. Real moves are going to get made, and we still don't know who's going to be running the Phillies. It's ridiculous.
All right, Joe, final question. This is the big one. Joe Giglio, as an expert in both football and baseball, which organization is being run more poorly, the Phillies or the Eagles?
Oh, wow, this is a tough one. The answer is it's still the Phillies, but the Eagles are catching up, and that's not something I thought I'd be able to say, you know, even 3 months ago.
Very good. Eagles, there's hope. You're catching up. Joe Giglio every night at 6. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate
it. Anytime, Angela.
All right, some fun there.
Only place they're moving up in the rankings.
Yes, Scott, that's it. Scott and Barrington's out of line, and I don't think he's happy yet. Are you happy, Scott?
Nope.
What are you thinking right now, today, at this moment, Brother Scott?
There's trouble in paradise, Brother Angelo.
Trouble?
Trouble in paradise. I had a guy on the train the other day. Yeah, man, he was an Eagles fan. He said, man, he was talking about the Cowboys. I said, bro, we can't even throw a rock to someone else's glass house. I said, how can you worry about them? We got trouble in paradise over here, so.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't even know why he brought that up, man, but.
But you know what? More and more, I'm blaming the people above Doug now. The more I think about it, Howie was unmasked in the game Monday night. He's taken a lot of his cues from the owner. I'm starting at the top and working my way down now, Scotty.
Absolutely. I've always respected and loved Mr. Lord, but I hope he's not turning into Jerry Jones, man.
Nobody's ever going to do that. Can't do that. As far as I know, he hasn't had any plastic surgery.
No, as far as you know, I mean, like meddling and everything, man, because that hasn't been his forte, so why start now? But if I may ask Brother King a question about the Six, I know the Eagles are the hot topic. Brother King, how you doing today?
I'm good. Yourself?
Good. Are you a little worried with the I heard what Doc Coach Rivers said. Why do you think they're not playing in the bubble again this year? Was that maybe because a lot of teams are eliminating the playoffs, but you think that's a concern with that, with the NBA not playing in the bubble?
Well, I just think you're trying to get 72 games in to try to have a full season in a bubble, and the cost for that bubble was astronomical.
Love it either, did they?
No,
really?
The players.
Players did not love it. They were not getting they wanted access to more beautiful women.
But the problem is now you're talking about taking all these players, put on the bubble for, 5 months to miss their, away from their families. I just don't see it for happening. I think, they've watched what the football is doing and what baseball did. And, they're going to have strict protocols. And I noticed something last night, if you saw this last night, Ange, in the Kentucky-Kansas game, the players have a monitor that's sewed into jerseys, and it's able to track how close contact they have with certain guys. So
really?
If one of the guys is able to test positive, they can go back and see how close to, and how long they were with, and distance with a certain player so they can say, okay, he may have it, so you got to sit out. So there's,
you know what's amazing about this? All this incredible technology is cropping up, and then soon there won't even be a pandemic, and we won't need it.
Exactly.
Oh, do you care anymore how close you are to somebody when we don't have the virus?
I'm going to wear a mask every time around you, even when, when it comes up.
Scotty, I'm up against the break here, and I want to get you on the wheel. Give me Howie Roseman was called the Weasel. Give me a weasel, past or present, that we can all agree on.
Does that have to be a Philadelphia sports
No,
player?
It could be anybody, anytime.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Oh, total weasel.
Yeah?
Ooh.
I don't know. How can you be the
greatest? You're right. Sore loser, I think is the actual term.
All right. Did he win a prize there? Number nine. What did you got?
Gift card, 1 hour massage and facial, or facial, a hand and stone massage and facial spa.
They rub you the right way.
That's not their.
When we come back, they should. Al, I came up with it. I think they would like it. Anyway, Al, on the other side, we were able, because we're the flagship station of the Eagles, we were able to get Marilyn Mike when Howie went out on a shopping excursion.
That'd be interesting.
Sorry to report, he made some bad decisions there as well. We'll get that for you when we come back. And also when we come back, I try to do this whenever Billy's here because I know how close he was for years with Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith did a tremendous analysis of what's wrong with Carson Wentz.
Okay.
You will hear it when we come back. He's pointing the finger elsewhere.
Oh.
You're going to love this when we come back, I promise. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time is 7:38.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.